My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
Tez. Tez is an entrepreneur, has multiple hats, a man of himself, but I'd love to just have him talk a little bit about his history. Welcome everyone, Tez.
Hey there, everybody. As Jamira stated, my name is Tez Halu, full name Tez Fon Halu. Friends call me Tez. My background pretty much in a professional sense is I am a creative fire starter based in the Twin Cities here in Minnesota, and I do a multitude of different creative crafts, whether it ranges from music, photography, film, digital design, and I'm also a director at Eads Cleaning and Consulting. Just to give you a little bit more about the topic that I'd like to be discussing today here is pretty much how to tell your story. So the biggest misconception about how to tell your story is that it has to be perfected and it has to be, this daunting thing that you have to absolutely know every single bit of information, which necessarily isn't always the case. How I see it is it's something that's live and happening and consistently happening because your life is still going on. The biggest question, another question that comes up is pretty much, in the beginning, whose job is it to tell our story? Is it our parents, our friends, it just gets confusing because once you become of age, how I see it is you should begin asking those questions to really get to know yourself first, because how I believe everything to be as this global world that we're in today, everything stems back to who you are as a person, your personal brand, how you carry yourself. So if you don't know your story, you don't know who you are, you don't know how to project yourself out into the world, you may not be getting the results that you want out there in the professional sense, the goals and the things that you want to do. You may not be hitting the mark. So why is it difficult to tell our story? I'll tell you right now from experience, just even sitting in this chair, that it's difficult because it requires vulnerability. It requires you to dig deep and be able to find those moments that gave you pain and really, go back through your history from your, teen years to just wherever you are at life. You have to really go backwards to really understand things for yourself, and that requires a lot of strength and vulnerability to do that. So for everybody that has done that and is on the work in progress to do that, I commend you guys for it, because it is very tough to do it. The power of story, as everyone would know, it's how we humans essentially you know, communicate. At the end of the day, there's different forms of story. It's done through music, you know, different tunes and melodies. It's done through, you know, photos tell 1,000 words. I know you guys all have heard that saying before. It can be done through film, whether it's, you know, based off of a true story or just, you know, something that was just created. It still tells something and gives some kind of result of a story, and it pulls emotionally. And really, how companies really connect with people, whether it's for sales or not, it's down to story and how they tell that story. So we have to be able to know where those key points in our life and everything to be able to mark those things, to be able to tell our stories, you know, more efficiently. So I'll give you guys a few different scenarios for myself. And it's going to be tough talking about this from a personal standpoint, because, again, I said it goes back to vulnerability. I personally and my family came from Ethiopia. We were refugees, and we were going from refugee camp to refugee camp. And my father and my family here, we ended up winning a lottery to come to America. We got a sponsorship. You know, me as a little kid going through life, bouncing from one location to another, it was tough. You know, and this isn't even a shot to my father, because I love him and he provided everything to me and the household. But I'm saying, from my perspective as a child, I seen that we were moving around a lot, from place to place, one school to another. Moved from Minnesota. We landed in Minnesota in 97. We moved to Texas in 2001. And I began noticing that I couldn't really get to know people and be friendly and have real friendships from a child mind perspective. So I started doing all of that. And I noticed that I would get hurt because I wouldn't be able to connect with people as much. And that was my mentality. So from there, it continued. I was able to pick up a few friendships and long-term friendships along the way, but not as much as if I would have gotten out of that mindset earlier on. So from there, instantly, when we actually first arrived to Minnesota, I noticed that music and music videos was something that I was drawn to. I didn't know what it was at the time, but as I began digging deeper, going through high school, going through my creative process and just failing over and over. And I'll tell you what, with success, it's not just always wins, never always wins. There are more failures that will teach you more about what you need to learn than the successes that you have. So going through all of that, going through music, photography, web design, all of these different creative realms, to realize that all of it had a tying knot, that all of these realms were storytelling. And I had to bump my head so many different ways and so many different times to understand that I love storytelling. I may not be the greatest, I may not have perfected it, as you guys can see just from me fumbling earlier. I'm not going to take myself way too seriously and be down about it. I'm just going to consistently perfect it as I move forward. So with all those failures, I was able to just learn from them and grow and meet people like Denarius. And, you know, shout out to Accelerated Global Connections for giving us this platform and myself this platform to be able to tell my story. And ultimately, once you get to this point of being open and honest with yourself and knowing what your pains are, my biggest pain was not being able to connect with people and putting myself out there and pushing myself to have the opportunity to fail. From there, it just becomes about consistency. How many times can you get back up? How many times can you dust your shoulders off? How many times can you constantly practice and not see things as a final judgment on who you are as a person and your abilities to do things? I mean, it's really tough. I find myself having these conversations in my own head about how I should go about things, what's the most honest way of doing things. But ultimately, once you're at peace with yourself and you know how to handle tough conversations, you know how to handle those failures in those moments, taking a step back. There's nothing wrong with taking a step back and regathering yourself. Even after this talk, I'm going to go back and review it. I'm going to find different ways to tune things up about my story. And ultimately, it's just being able to put yourself there and in ways that you may not have previously. So just to give you guys a little bit more insight on what I do professionally, I love film, and that's what I've been focusing on for the most part, latter of three years, I would say, 3 to 4 years. And I've noticed that film for me has been, it encompasses pretty much all of those other creative realms. And I'm able to be more creative in telling stories in different ways by using sound, by using photo, by using digital design and animation in there, and meeting a lot of different creatives along the way, and wanting to have control so much so that you cripple yourself and your own growth. That's what in the past, I'm not going to lie, I've done that to myself 100%. But after a while, I took a step back and I realized in order for me to grow, I have to let go. I have to let go and let people and give people the opportunity to do things and see where it goes and work with them. And from there, I was able to collaborate with other creatives, get different projects and bring on other creatives and, you know, just figure it out as it's going. And the beautiful part about it is if it fails, the biggest thing you learn is from failure. There's projects where I didn't have the right creative vision and I took things the wrong way and I learned from it. Now going forward, there's different things I can do where I lay out everything, understand expectations, and I speak those expectations right back over to the team, and it makes you a better leader. Now, leading versus managing, it's two completely different things. Leading is becoming support to somebody. Managing, just it's like you're managing people. You're managing their time. You're managing their life, and you have to flip the script to where you're leading and you're supporting people. Because I don't view the people that work for me, whether it's creative or for the cleaning service, as me, as them working for me. I see it as me working for them. How can I help to bring things and make things easier for you to where, you know, you have the tools to do your job correctly. Now, lastly, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening out there. I know this probably wasn't the most crisp or clear thought process, but this is just me throwing it out in the air, showing you how messy things can get with with telling your story, but ultimately it always comes, everything that you always do in life, it comes back down to who you are as a person and how you handle those pains and those growing points in your life. And I'll also say that there's nothing wrong with seeking professional help to make sure you have that. And you will be better and stronger going forward with anything that you do in life. So as I always like to say, thank you very much for your time. And until next time, my friends out there, always remember to capture the moment.